You're on The Burt Show.
Jeff says he has brought me a gift today.
I know.
One that will alleviate some of the stress in my life. And I just can't wait to hear this.
Imagine, Burt, I'm sure you've seen him, you know, either and it's when he was doing the shirtless thing on the website, or just picture been out to one of his appearances. But imagine Burt moving through life with boulders on his back, weighed down by the pressures of everyday life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel every day.
And he just moves slowly, almost as if he was Jesus carrying a cross through the streets.
I don't know that I'd make that analogy there.
Yeah. I mean, wasn't he raised a Jew? I guess so is Jesus.
He's on my team. Yo.
So Burt is moving through the streets with these burdens on his back, and I look for ways to just lift part of this weight off.
Mm-hmm. You don't think that you're part of that weight.
You don't think you're more of a Judas type.
Last week, Burt told us that he and Stacey have been having conversations about replacing their bulldog, Kahuna, who passed away, with a new bulldog. Mm-hmm. And they're going to get this new bulldog as a puppy.
Right.
And because they have a 4-year-old, they are going to give the 4-year-old, Hayden, the opportunity to name the puppy.
And I think that's smart because the whole idea also behind is, I mean, this is going to be an important dog to Hayden, his first dog. He's going to grow up with this dog, so this is going to be a very important animal in his life.
Tell us about the mental warfare taking place in the Weiss household of Sandy Springs right now.
Well, months and months and months ago, when Stacy and I were thinking about bringing a puppy in just to kind of like make Kahuna, who was 8 at the time, which is really, that's old in bulldog years. They don't live very long. We're going to bring a puppy in the house. And you know the old cliche. You bring a puppy in the house to make the older dog feel young again. Mm-hmm. So we started thinking about that. And for whatever reason, I just love the name Dude for our new bulldog. I just thought it's funny. It's kind of an affectionate name that Stacy and I call each other all the time. I mean, I'm originally from Southern California. It's almost like the period in between every sentence that I ever say. So naming our English bulldog Dude to me was funny. And it was just like, it's in my head. I want an English bulldog named Dude. So since we are going to give the naming rights to Hayden, what I have decided to do is when we go to sleep at night, we exchange stories. I make up one and then Hayden makes up one and then he goes to sleep. So the soap opera now in my storybook that I'm putting together for Hayden is a legend of Dude the Bulldog, who, just to give you guys just very quick synopsis, was born into a very regal line of English bulldogs.
Like Ugga 8, but now he's Dude.
Privileged bulldogs. They were all met a specific criteria. They were all beautiful. They were show dogs. And Dude is the one in the entire line that just came out all jacked up. He's got a very special personality. There's something special about him that I haven't written yet. But there is something special about him. He just looks different, acts different, doesn't have that regal attitude. He's just kind of like, you know, the ugly dog of the litter. And that's where the legend of Dude the Bulldog has started. So my feeling is if I tell him this story every night as the legend grows, when we bring a puppy in the house, he will think, oh my God, how cool is this? I will name our puppy Dude. It will be his idea. So there's a little bit of a psychological thing going on. Brilliant idea. Brilliant.
So what I thought is I watched Burt struggle through the streets with these burdens on his back, knowing that Dude the Bulldog is one of these burdens. I was thinking to myself, how could I alleviate some pressure from Burt?
Because that's what you normally do.
Yeah.
That's what Jeff does.
I took out my notebook and my guitar.
Oh my.
Knowing that the Wiggles are musical.
Right.
Hayden loves the Wiggles.
Yes.
Remember Conjunction Junction?
Conjunction Junction, what's your function?
If you're trying to get
Booking
the kids.
Words and phrases.
You put it to music.
Oh, of course.
It's a great idea for kids, I mean.
I can't sing.
Probably the best educational tool you could put together.
Sure.
Yeah. Can you actually play the guitar?
Well, I can't. I mean, I can't. Not well enough to sing, to do it, and I can't sing at all, but to put something together.
Okay.
For Burt.
Noodle around a little bit.
Sure.
You can, you know, pick it out.
So allow me, Burt, to lift one of these boulders off your back with the song, Dude the Bulldog,
for Hayden.
Hey, dude! My best friend is a dog named Dude. He is short and funny and cute. And every single day, I really love to play with my best friend, Dude. My best friend is a dog named Dude. He gives me kisses on my hands and my little cheeks, too. And when I rub his belly, he shakes like jelly. That's my best friend, Dude. When I go to bed at night, Dude is right there by my side. When I wake up the next day, Dude is ready to play.
Hey, Dude!
My best friend is a dog named Dude, a bulldog named Dude.
It's awesome, dude.
That's
seriously.
Great.
There you go.
That is really great. Who put that together? That is really, really great.
Now, you got to put that in the house, put that in Hayden's head.
High rotation.
There you go.
Totally. Now, if I played that every time before I read another chapter out of the story, now it's all coming together perfectly.
There you go.
That was selfless and no strings attached.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's something going on.
What? I thought it would be a nice gift.
Were you in the car accident with Jessica?
In my head.
That's great. That's a huge present because every day I can play that for him.
Yeah.
And again, the brainwashing continues.
It's catchy, right?
Yeah. So yeah. Makes me want to rock back and forth like a kid.
Right. And you
kind of
bop like this.
Yeah. Hey, Kristen, good morning. You're on
Q100. Good morning. It's not going to work.
What do you mean it's not going to work?
Oh, what the hell is wrong with you?
You stop right there. You stop.
No. My daughter's favorite book was Boadicea.
Right.
And it was about a little gray kitten with purple eyes and just teeny tiny little kitten. We found a kitten that had been abandoned that looked exactly like Bo.
Mm-hmm.
We read this book every night for a year. We loved this kitty, and she wanted to name the cat Sabrina.
Now, did you just read her the story or did you write a song?
No, she watched Sabrina the Teenage Witch every day, and it just came out of left field. I had no idea. I thought for sure this cat is going to be Boadicea. We did end up naming her Boadicea because it was too perfect, but no, she wanted to name her Sabrina.
I want to tell you that I had doubts that it would work until this morning because I'm not all that confident in my writing abilities. However, when you throw this into the mix now every night before I start the storytelling, this is a slam dunk now, man. I've got no question at all that this dog is going to be Dude.
And based on what she just said, I think Hayden's short-term memory is probably a lot like Bert's, where it lasts very 30-second periods of time, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that, like, for her, her daughter probably just watched Sabrina before she was asked, mm-hmm. what do you want to name the cat, instead of remembering about Boadicea. So the thing is that you have to somehow do all this right before you ask Hayden, what do you want to name the dog?
So you're saying, like, name the dog at night at the normal time that we do the song we do the story.
I'm thinking as a child. I'm just assuming mm-hmm. that as a little kid, they're going to go with what they just saw or something that's fresh in their memory.
Or you put this on a CD and make sure you're playing it in the car when you guys go pick up the new puppy.
Beautiful. I just want us all to note that it's taking four adults that are pretty educated
to outsmart a four-year-old.
We're going to get this kid.
Good morning, Steve. You're on Q100 on The Bert Show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All right. How are you?
I'm doing all right. My daughter, for the last 5 years now, when she was a baby, we would put her to sleep, and my wife would play music, whether it's some kind of classical or something, you know. But then as she got older, she wanted to pick her songs out. But for the last 2 years, she's been listening to It's a Stinkin' Small World. Every night before she goes to bed, she'll repeat one on the CD player, It's a Small World, over and over and over. So just throw it in the CD player and say, hey, why don't you go to sleep to listening to the Dude song?
Absolutely. So maybe in the
And let it
part-
play into her into his REM sleep.
Didn't we all try that when we were in
five adults trying to outwit a 4-year-old.
Am I the only one in college? Because I don't know. have you guys ever recorded your textbooks into a tape recorder and then put the headphones on when you go to sleep?
I know a lot of people did that, but
it didn't work.
It doesn't work crap. It puts me to sleep, though. I have a very monotonous voice. I don't know how I'm working in radio.
Cizella, you're on Q100. Hey.
Wow, Jeff, you just blew it. That was an awesome, awesome song. Your personality is, like, different in my brain, you know? You have this, tough, mean guy, and then comes this thing. It's so cute. I loved it.
This thing's going to go in heavy rotation on Q100, like, right after a Fitty song? Right after Fitty?
Put it in the Tang songs.
Now, let me ask you a question. If you see a bulldog today, what would you name it?
Good.
Now, I commend you. Hey, you know, you talk about how you don't play the guitar too well, but you did very well on the recorder in this song.
And the pan flute.
Right.
I'm awesome. I kicked Zamfir's ass.
Hey, Sean, you're on Q100. Hey.
Hey, my 18-year-old daughter was listening to this song and completely rocking out. That's so going to work.
It's so going to work, dude. You did a great job on
that. No worries. Don't call me dude. That's not your job.
So it has taken a whole community of people, adults, educated adults, to manipulate the four-year-old.
But you still got to record when you ask him and see what his response is, because I swear if Hayden doesn't say dude, we're going to get him.
I made that promise to Jeff that it will be a big night in our house when Hayden names the dog, and I will record it. Whatever he comes up with, if it's not dude, everything we've tried didn't work, then that we'll have to live with it. But this is... Yeah, it's gonna work, man. Brilliant.
And you can't do something like if he comes out and says that the bulldog's name is like Turd or something. Like you can't say, "All right, Turdiest Dude Weiss," and then call it dude.
What he will name the child is what the dog is what we will go with for sure, no matter what. But that puts us into a totally different level.
It's
gonna
help. Ask those guys to get a TNCD, put it in the house, put it in the car.
Already done. Awesome.
Get on the
good
iPod.
Job,
nicely done. Thank you. Much appreciation.
No worries. I love the kids. Anything for the kids.
You're on The Burt Show.